Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's midday interview. Now, I have heard about this event all over the country for many, many years, but the wonderful thing is it has come to Wilmington. The Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. Last year was Wilmington's first time to host the Race for the Cure. And so coming up now on Saturday, March 1st, is the second annual Wilmington Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. We'll find out what the organization is all about, what the race is like, and who participates. And here to tell us is Lee Johnson. She's a representative from Komen Triangle to the Coast. Lee, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you, Jamila. Happy to be here.
Great. And Valentine's Day. It's a nice time to think about taking good care of ourselves and loving our bodies and loving each other. And so this is an appropriate topic for the day. There are a lot of different organizations that are working to do research to fight cancer. The ones I most care about are the ones that do research for how to prevent it. I mean, treatment is extremely important, but how can we keep it from happening in the first place? But I don't really know what is distinctive about the Susan G. Komen organization. Can you tell us about the organization and what it does?
Absolutely. We are an organization. We are actually a foundation.
Okay.
So what we do is we raise money, and that money, 75% of what is raised, stays within the service area of the affiliate. The North Carolina Triangle to the Coast affiliate covers 29 counties, 8 of which are in southeastern North Carolina. The money that stays in those counties goes towards programs for survivors. It goes towards diagnostic treatment. It goes towards screening, anything that involves education, advocacy, making sure that women and men are getting information and getting the treatment services that they need.
The educational aspect of it is so important. And then making the diagnostic technology available to people who need it, who may not be able to afford it. They need to know where to go and how to get it. And I know it seems like in the news, there's always, oh, mammography is what you have to have. Mammography is what you don't need. It goes on and on and on. But, you know, I know that the foundation goes with that, which is considered the most recent findings and the best technology that's available.
Yes, that is correct. The other thing that we do that makes us very different from a lot of the other organizations is 25% of what is raised goes to our national organization, and all of that money goes to research. So in addition to supporting your local organizations, your local other breast cancer nonprofits, we also support the research. Last year, our affiliate sent $280,000 to our national office for research dollars. Out of that, Duke and UNC received 10 grants totaling $3.1 million to go towards research to help find a cure, to help find better treatment options, a variety of different things in order to benefit the women and men who are struggling with breast cancer.
Exactly. We forget that men can also get breast cancer. And it's interesting. I was diagnosed back in, I think it was July of 2001, if I'm remembering correctly, and caught it early. I didn't catch it myself. My gynecologist caught it in a yearly physical. When she was doing a breast exam, and she went, this doesn't feel right, and I want you to see a surgeon, like, right away. And I was lucky that it had not gone that far. It was stage 2, kind of heading into stage 3, but it wasn't one of the most aggressive kinds of breast cancer. I wasn't looking forward expecting it. There's no cancer in my family. My people do heart attacks and strokes. So it just kind of came out of nowhere. But because it was caught early and because I had wonderful treatment, I had friends say, oh, you have to go to Chapel Hill. Oh, you have to go to Duke. But I found an excellent surgeon here locally, and I found an excellent radiation oncologist. And there were support groups available to me and lots of things that were right there that made the process as smooth and as supported and as loving as it could have possibly been. So that I feel really, really blessed. And I'm a survivor now for, what is that, 13 years?
13 years.
And I'm doing great. I haven't had any recurrence. It's funny, once you've had breast cancer, then whenever you get just, you know, a random pain, you think, oh, is that something I need to be worried about? And I've had my share of bone scans and chest x-rays and whatnot over the years, just making sure that nothing untoward is going on. But I'm free and clear, and I'm very, very grateful.
Well, we're glad to hear that. And, you know, it goes to show that it doesn't have to be in your family. And
it
that's
doesn't.
One of those educational components.
Right.
It's why we tell women to do their annual exam with their physician mm-hmm. and also to do the monthly breast exams.
Right.
And also just general breast awareness. Mm-hmm. Be aware of what is normal for your body.
Right.
And when you see a change, make a note of it and talk to your physician immediately.
Exactly. And you know, 20 years ago, having breast cancer was so often a death sentence, and it has become not that. It's become
right.
something that most of the time is treatable and you can recover from it. And I was amazed at all of the support services that were available. After my surgery, I was assigned a bosom buddy, a woman who had been through breast cancer, and she, if I wanted to meet with her, she would come and visit with me. I ended up unofficially doing that with lots of other friends over the years since, but it was, I think, probably one of the craziest things that happened to me. And this is really kind of out there, folks, so you may not want to listen, but when you have breast cancer surgery, there is, at least with the lumpectomy that I had and the radiation, there was a little tube that was attached to my breast and went down to a little sort of a bulb that then fluid would drain there. Sorry if that's gross. Well, one of my cats just thought that was the coolest thing ever, that I had attached a cat toy to my body. I was like, oh, no. So my sister scooped up my cat and took him and had him stay at the vet's for a few days. And because it was like, I mean, he just wouldn't leave me alone. He was very excited. So that was a little strange. But you do get humorous stories out of it. And you just get a lot of joy and a chance to look at your life and say, yeah, you know, what's really important to me? Now, enough about that. I do want you to talk about the race day.
Sure.
What people experience, how long is the race, how far do they go, what do people experience?
Wow. Lots of tears, lots of joy, lots of love. Mm. That is all experience. Race day is a 5K event, which is 3.1 miles. It winds through downtown Wilmington. We go all the way from the south end of downtown Wilmington all the way through the north end, passing the Brooklyn Arts Center, several other famous locations in Wilmington. We make sure that the event is good for everybody of all ages, survivors, runners, people who just want to walk, people who have never walked before. About 90% of our participants walk in this race.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, we had just over 2,000 runners, wow. walkers, people participating. We had about 200 survivors who came out last year.
Mm.
In addition to the 5K walk, we do have a 1 mile. So if you want to do that, and that goes downtown on the Riverwalk, which is very beautiful and picturesque. And then we also have a kids zone. We have a kids dash for kids ages 3 to 5, and they get their own little race bib, and they get to go run and feel like they're a part of the day and everything. There is a survivor ceremony where we honor all of our survivors, and we actually have a procession for our survivors.
Mm.
And we have these large signs that have how many years of survivorship the women and men have, and they stand behind those and are honored, and it's a great day. It really is. It's not a typical 5K. It is an event. Mm-hmm. It is a day to honor our survivors. It's a day to remember those that we've lost. And it's just a day to be out there and be a part of the sea of pink that will take over downtown Wilmington.
It's wonderful. You're hearing the voice of Lee Johnson. She's representing the Komen Triangle to the coast. We're talking about the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. The Wilmington version of that, the second annual, is coming up in just 2 weeks, Saturday,
yes.
March 1st. Well, since it's right around the corner, I do want to give folks information about the deadlines and how to register, but I want to ask you just briefly, what is Face of the Race?
Face of the Race is exactly what you just did, Jamila.
Hmm.
It is the stories that are behind the faces. It's the women and men who come to the race and participate and are a part of it. And then we want to know your story. We want to know who you are. We want to know how you were diagnosed, how you survived, what you're doing now. We also want to know who was with you, who were your co-survivors, who were people who stood by your side. There's also the face of those who are the families and the loved ones of the survivors and what they're doing and what they were able to do to help support their loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
That's the face of the race. And you can send us your stories and tell us who you are and let us get your face race out there.
That sounds wonderful. The event is, and it's more than a race, it's a whole day worth of celebration and commemoration. It's the Wilmington's Race for the Cure, Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. And the deadlines, you can get a team of people together, but the deadline for registering a team is this coming Monday.
Correct.
And then for individual registration, you can register up until February 27th. There's also a deadline for donations. Donations can pour in all the way through the end of March. But the website to go to is Komen, K-O-M-E-N, Komen, N-C-T-C, .org. And then you just click on Komen Race for the Cure, and you click on Wilmington Race, or you click on Donate, and you have everything you need. Is that right, Lee?
That is correct. The one thing with the registration, you can register online up until February 27th at 11:59 p.m. After that, you can register in person. You can register downtown on the corner of 2nd and Market Street on Friday, February 28th from noon until 4 p.m.
Okay.
And then Saturday morning, March 1st, the morning of the race, you can register up until 8:15 a.m.
Wow. Okay. And, and what does it cost to register?
It is $30 to register. It is $35 if you're a competitive runner and you want to be timed. And this is a certified 5K course.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Lee Johnson, telling us all about the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure, coming to Wilmington for the second year, but 2,400 participants last year.
Yes, and we're hoping to have that again this year. So get out there, register, come out, be a part of it, and thank you, Jamila, for sharing your story with us.
You are welcome.